if you're impulsive when you trade like I am, you have to look at it as it's a double-sided thing. It can be your greatest strength and also your biggest weakness. It can cause you to catch a lot of great moves and be unafraid to take risk. And if you're not able to take risk, it's going to be really hard to succeed in trading. And that's something that a lot of people can't do. I've seen that firsthand. Brilliant people who just can't pull the trigger. So congratulations if you can pull the trigger. That's a great step. The other thing is if you're getting into every trade that looks good and you have no discipline, then that's the downside of that. So I always ask myself, in the absence of seeking and searching for the next trade, what's left? And the answer for me is that it finds me. The trade comes to me. It jumps off the screen at me. And that's me having a lot of years of experience of knowing what I want to find and what I'm good at. But I'm still always tinkering and changing my system a little bit. Even though I know what I'm generally strong at, I'm checking out new ideas. I've moved my time frame from day trading to multi-day, sometimes a few weeks, sometimes a few months for certain trades. So that's like, you know, I go from running the 200 or the 100 meter dash to the 800 or the 1600. So that's, it's the same sport, but it's very different. So it's not like I'm not changing as well along the way, similar to someone who's just getting into this. And a lot of times I ask myself, how can I not do this trade? How can I kill this idea? How can I rule it out? And if I keep ruling things out, eventually what's left is stuff that I'm probably going to want to take a look at, and I have more success from that standpoint. Another way to look at it is, if you're not going to do it 1,000 times and be profitable, why even do it one time? And embrace your impulsiveness as something that's good and be happy you have it, because you can take risk, but know that it can get you in trouble if you're just doing everything and you don't have that focus on what you're good at. That's something that I see in my good streaks, and I see after my, well, what I'm trying to say here is after my good streaks, I see this hurt me, because my biggest losers end up coming after my best winning trades. I'm super vulnerable, and then I actually write that off and say, oh, well, I was trading well, so that's okay. And that ends up being one of the biggest financial hits I could take off the top, even though psychologically you kind of write it off. It doesn't make sense to do that. That's one of those things that feels like it's okay, but it's really not okay. And when you're beaten down at the bottom and you're trading small and you keep losing and losing, you probably aren't losing a lot of money, but it feels like the worst thing in the freaking world. Like you're never going to be able to make a good trade again. But in reality, you're surviving at that point. So what you feel isn't always what makes sense. Your brain or your mind tricks you into thinking that it's worse than it is, or it's not as bad as it could be. Or it's not as bad as it actually is when you come off that winning streak and you trade way bigger and you're doing stuff that you're not used to because you're an expert who can trade every price now because you just started winning. I'm getting off topic now, I noticed, so I'm going to end this, but that's the impulsive point is the one I wanted to make.